You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to Encouraging One Another Ministries. And now, here is your host, Tom Jones.
The Lord reigns, let the people shout. He reigns in righteousness. Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice. The Lord reigns, let the people clap their hands. Angels shout, the redeemed have come to dance. To celebrate, to celebrate. He reigns. The Lord reigns, the Lord reigns, the Lord reigns. We will sing and shout.
Good morning, saints of God. This is Tom, and I'm coming to you live today. And I just want to say good morning to you, and it is time to wake up. And I tell you what, physically I need to wake up. I had a little bit of a rough night last night with my back a little bit. But remember, this is a day that the Lord has made. And he said, let us rejoice and be glad. I'm going to put on a couple songs. And the first one is by Glenn Campbell, Try a Little Kindness. And the next one is Hosanna. Just sit back and enjoy these two songs.
If you see your brother standing by the road with a heavy load from the seeds he sowed, and if you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say, when you're going the wrong way. The narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded
Boy, that is a beautiful song, Hosanna in the Highest. And I just love to have quiet time with the Lord. And that's my desire for each and every one of you, that we would all make time for the Lord. We would have a quiet time. And I tell you, you know, the many years that I've lived, that the Lord's had me on this earth, I still enjoy being in his presence and just developing a quiet time. Because you have to really, I don't know about any of you, but you just really have to pull yourself away, because the world will pull on you. And so just to develop some quiet time with you and the Lord, put on some praise music, have some quiet time, open the Word, and study the Word, because that's so very, very important that we study the Word of God, because it says, study to show yourself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, that you would be ready in all to give account. So just because His Word says, draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you. I'm going to open the phone lines up, and the number here is 632-1000. Tom, if you'd like to call in and share, I spoke to you last week, feel free to call in. And again, the number here at the studio is 632-1000. If you need prayer, if you have a testimony, share your heart with the Lord's doing, because I like to hear what the Lord's doing, you know, with you. What is the Lord speaking to you about? And let's not get political here. I don't want to get into political debate. But what is the Lord showing you in your life? And maybe it'll speak to all of us. If you have a testimony, if you have a miracle that happened, you know, and I still believe in miracles because they happen. He said He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And so if you want to share your heart what the Lord's doing, call in. And the number here is 632-1000. Don't be shy. It's not a time to be shy. You don't have to give your name if you don't want to. But just share the goodness and greatness of what the Lord's done for you. I know there's a lot of people hurting. I spoke to quite a few people that called me last week and that had my phone number. And yes, good morning. This is Tom.
Good morning. Is this Dan?
This is Tom.
Oh, Tom. Okay. You sound like Dan this morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Yes. How are you?
Good, Tom. How are you doing?
We're doing pretty good. I just wanted to tell you that since we heard about your back and so forth, we've been praying for a little bit of comfort and
thank you, Tom.
And healing in that back for sure. We believe in that with all our heart.
Yes. Thank you, Tom.
And you know, speaking of our heart, the Lord has been really dealing with my heart about the circumstances under which Patty and I have come under due to an accident that we talked to you about.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just share some couple things, if you wouldn't mind.
No, not at all, Tom.
Okay, I learned something that you taught me when we talked the last time, and I remembered it, so I wanted to share that with you first. As you know, I got saved when I was 31 years old, and I'm 88 now. And so that's 57 years, if my math is correct. And I was working on a powerhouse in my hometown near Pittsburgh, and I was a construction worker. And this guy from Tennessee was like a discipled person from his little church down there in Tennessee. And now he lived up here. And he was preaching every noontime at a warehouse where I had been sleeping off the night before, and was behind some plywood. It was noontime, so I was legal. And I laid back there, and he kept talking about Jesus, and I thought, well, you know, this guy's religious. Then he started talking about something that really affected me. He said, being born again. I said, whoa, here we go. I hate to hear that, because I was under conviction. And so I didn't move back there. I didn't let them know I was there until they got up and the whistle blew and they went back to work. And I scattered out myself and got back to work. And from then on, it bothered me that I didn't know Jesus. I thought I did. I was churched in a modern church, but they didn't say you had to be born again. They didn't say anything like that. So eventually I got talking to him, and he invited me to his church. And he said, let me share something with you. And he told me that only the Spirit of God can bring you to the saving knowledge of Christ.
Yes.
And here's how that works. And he explained to me what I needed to do. And he said, you know, it's not an easy road, because it's a different road. Narrow is a road to salvation and wide is the road to destruction, something like that. And I didn't know anything about that, but I went to his church the following Wednesday night, got gloriously saved, and the rest is history. But then on, I had some difficulty writing my own home about my salvation. It didn't match my first wife's belief in churchism, and that's what I called it. And so it was very costly. And I remember him telling me this, and I started to think about it when you and I were talking lately on the phone. And he said, premeditate your pressure areas. I said, premeditate? What are you talking about? He says, take them to the Lord. And he said, you'll be surprised if you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, what he will do. And I found that to be true in this circumstances. And I'll tell you how this happened. As I thought about the people involved in this circumstances, that they are doing some things against the will of God, you know what the Lord told me to do? After talking to you, you convinced me that I was supposed to be obedient to God. And I thought I was, but you know what? Sometimes Satan can fool us, and yes, we can think we're doing the will of the Lord, and we're not. For example, Moses went into the promised land knowing that he's going to take these people to freedom. Yeah, he didn't know it was going to be 40 years because they didn't behave themselves. And that has a lot to do with our behavior.
Yes.
That has a lot to do. Listen, Moses wrestled with God in the tent. The tent moved and people saw it. And what's going on in that tent? He's wrestling with God over the circumstances that these people brought upon them. And he's feeding them every day with manna from heaven, and they couldn't even store it because it would spoil. He wanted them to depend on him. That's
yes,
the whole secret. We have to depend on him.
Yes.
He's the author and finisher of our faith. The Word tells
Amen.
Us that. We're to be obedient in the meantime, no matter what. And, oh, my gosh, there's so many things I can share with you, but here's what the bottom line is. He said, the people that are against you need Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you might be the only one
yeah.
that would be able to tell them about Jesus.
Yes, yes, Tom.
And I can. I'm not afraid to. You know that.
Yes.
But sometimes my light gets dim because of not being trusting and not being there and listening to the Lord. So I tell your people listening to this radio program this morning, listen to God. It will never leave you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And you'll never be ashamed because God is going to have you stand before him and say this to you. Every knee shall bow. We know
yes.
that. What have you done with my son? We better have a good explanation of what we've done with Jesus because Jesus did it all for
yes.
us. So with saying that, my whole attitude has changed toward the people that are involved against us. And we're going to, I've already started to pray with Patty that they would find Jesus over this.
Yes.
And I know it's going to happen. I talked to them at the time of the circumstances, and they were very gentle, not hurt. That was the whole thing about it, but that's their problem, not mine. And so now, you know, I plead the blood of Jesus over them that they'll find Christ over this,
yes.
and he'll be exalted in all this every way in which he can be, and that has to come from us, of course. So I just want to share that with your people today in the radio program, and I want to thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you too, Tom.
I thank you for Dan. Dan's a super guy, man. I mean, we couldn't. This radio program wouldn't be what it is without him, and the whole station wouldn't be what it is. We know that.
That's
and
so
Paul
true.
Paul Esposito as well. I love him, too. He's a funny man.
Yeah,
so God bless you guys for what you're doing, and just take it easy and get some rest, and we pray that healing would start to go in your body. I know it already has, but I found out something. You don't stay still long enough, and the Lord says, you better be still, behave yourself. This will work itself. You don't have to do anything. Just get better.
Well, that's
it. Listen to him, you bad boy.
Oh, boy. I tell you what, that's a timely word for me.
We love you so much, Tom.
And
we just want to see you healthy again and get back on the old trail, okay?
Yeah.
And you're trying, but just listen to the Lord, brother. He loves you. He gave his life for you, too, and me, and Dan, and just so many people that say yes to him. Let me tell you one more quick story. We had a Labor Day picnic indoors, of course, because of the heat. We always do. And they asked me yes in prayer all the time because they know that I was a pastor for years. And that's 31 years ago I came here, so these people are kind of new to me. The other one's gone, man. I'm getting older, I'll tell you. And so as I prayed, you know, the Lord says, well, tell them. So I told him the story of my father, and I have to tell you, if it's okay to tell you.
Sure, sure.
Okay. My father was a tough guy in the mountains of Ligonier, and he was on a farm, and in third grade, he jumped out the third grade window, which is on the first floor. It was all one-room schoolhouse, and he never went back. So he had 3 years of education, which wasn't much, and his dad said, okay, get that plow. We're plowing the field today, and he worked and worked. So he was a rough-and-tumble kind of guy, you know, and eventually, at 18, he left the farm and went to work in Johnstown in a steel mill, and it was a water mill, to be exact. And then he met my mom. She was the first rapper in our family. She wrapped packages at Murphy's 5 and 10 in Johnstown. And so she's a rapper. So he met her, and they got married eventually. And the family started. And Dad was called a dunkard because he was dunkered in a creek for baptism for salvation, which we know that that's not the reason for baptism. Jesus is the reason we get baptized, and the salvation comes in his belief in him. So my dad was baptized and thought he was saved, and I kept mentioning to him all these things, and he says, I've been hearing this since I was a kid. He said, how do you know? I said, Dad, prophecy has been fulfilled. He said, what prophecy? I said, well, the latest prophecy is Israel becoming a nation in 1948. I'll have you know that.
Yes.
The olive tree blossomed. And so, you know, he got sick and got injured, actually, and got in a hospital. And he was on his last leg, and he said, if I had a gun, I'd shoot myself. I said, Dad, I said, you don't even know where you're going when you die. You got to know, man. Come on, talk to me a little bit. So before I left the hospital, he got saved.
Amen.
And yes, and he did pass away in there. But I know I'll see him again. I told that story to the audience. And as I ended my prayer, that was in my prayer. And I said, as I ended the prayer, I said, those of you who have not said yes to Jesus, you need to say yes before it's too late.
Yes.
Time is running on. Say yes to Jesus. And I thought, well, that would open up some people's minds, perhaps. So I'm just praying for that now, that this will occur in here. Because you know what? When we first started this, I wasn't here in 1980, 84, whatever it was, when they started this community. But it was a Christian community, and it was on the internet later on as a Christian community. Not anymore. It's changed so much. Mm. And as you know, yeah, I know, the COVID made a falling away, and I know churches are closed right there in Cocoa, for heaven's sakes. But the point of it is, Jesus didn't leave. He was always the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still here. So, you know, we need to turn to him. Even though the COVID's gone, so is a lot of people. And so we need to, you know, we need to get this word out. And it's so hard to do that because you can't find a group of people that will listen to you today. They've heard so much, but they haven't heard the truth. And that's the problem. So keep the good work up, Tom.
Yeah,
I know you have it in your heart. I love the stories you tell. Penny and I love you so much, and can't wait to see you. I've never met you. You know that.
Yeah.
I think I have.
We'll get teamed up soon, Tom. And thank you for... thank you for sharing your heart. Those are profound words of God's wisdom, and that all that you've been through and leading your father to Christ. And as Dr. J. Vernon McGee said, that's the main thing of the main thing is not falling deeper in love with stuff and things. And I'm not against things, Tom, by no means. But that we as a people fall deeper in love with Jesus. That's what's important. And I thank you. I thank you for that.
Amen. I found that out late in life, but I'm still preaching it. So, amen to that.
Yeah, because in John it says, "He that has a son has life, and he that does not have a son does not have life." And if there ever was a time we need to get the gospel out and share Christ, it's now. It's now time.
Amen. Amen. it's so important to know that. It's really helpful and encouraging, too. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. And what the Lord's been showing me, Tom, you know what he's been showing me? Because of the day that we live in and the darkness that's, I believe, kind of canvassing our not only our nation but the world, is that we're not to look, and I believe I shared my heart with you on this one, is that, you know, David was a mighty man of God, and that he didn't look at the strength and the size of Goliath. He looked at the strength and greatness and the bigness of his God.
Amen.
And that's what the Lord's really, if he's kind of really ministering to me about that, because no matter what storms come in our life, no matter what situations come in our life to try to distract us, or what trials or whatever we go through, that we don't need to look to the bigness of the giants possibly in our land or what people say, but we need to look to the bigness and greatness of our God.
Amen.
And that's what
Amen.
The Lord's really been showing me. You know, don't worry about what the neighbors should and should not be doing, that they should be doing, that they're not doing. Worry about what you should be doing that you're not doing. And that's what
Amen.
He's really tearing
Amen.
Me apart about lately. He's really been ministering to me about that, you know, because we can
yes.
stay so focused on the world. And politically, we can get into all that, or we can get off into something else, or we can get off into this. But what we really need to be focused on, as you said, Tom, is the cross and Jesus. You know, knowing him, coming to know him as our Lord and Savior, and then growing in Christ and not looking at the circumstances or the storms or the issues and the problems. I'm not denying that they're not going to happen. You know, when Jesus told the disciples, Tom, to get in the boat, you know what he was really telling the disciples? I'm going to promote you. I'm going to promote you. He might as well have told them, I'm promoting you boys. But halfway across that lake, they came into a storm.
Amen.
And that's look what happened. That boat was capsizing, but they woke Jesus up as if Jesus didn't know what was going on. Jesus
yep.
took care of the whole thing. And
yep.
so will he will for each and every one of us. If I could just get in, Tom, if I could just get that in my heart, that Jesus is in control, and Tom is, that I'm talking not to you, Tom, me, you know, that he's in control. And not
Amen.
My circumstances and not the storms that I may go through, and not looking at what people should be doing that they're not doing, but look at, say, Tom, what are you not doing that you should be doing? And again, Tom, this is not you. This is me that he's ministering to.
Amen.
You know, and just,
yeah.
just Lord, keep me focused. Keep my eyes focused on you. And
exactly.
and then, Tom, that we'll be doing the things that we'll stay focused what we should be doing, you know,
yes.
and that's getting the gospel out. My goal this year, and the Lord's been really ministering to me, is to tell each and every one of my neighbors about Jesus.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's the hardest ministry there is, I have to tell you, because you think that everything's fine until you start talking about Jesus, and you find out it's not, because they don't want to talk about it. They don't want you to talk about it either.
Yes.
And
yep.
so it's a hard thing. You have to show them by the experience you have in your life. And we know about that, but they don't, because they don't listen to your radio program, probably. But we've heard all about your mission trips, and we know that you have experience. And that is so important, because sometimes, you know, you get to hear people that are just talking from legalism, you know. Okay, they know the Lord, but they don't know how to express it, because the Holy Spirit hasn't really touched their heart with what this is all about. And what happens when you get to the point where you become a missionary, or a missionary heart, or missionary minded, then you find out, I have a tender heart for this, and I've never had that before. What's
yeah.
happening to me?
Yes.
The Holy Spirit says, just keep going, buddy. I'm steering you right into this, and don't you worry about a thing. You just keep on preaching. And that's what he's telling you, and that's what he's telling me. I'm legally blind. I've been legally blind for many years.
Mm.
And yet he sends people to my driveway. And you know about that, because
mm-hmm.
I've told you that.
Mm-hmm.
I've led
yes.
people to Christ right here. It's called the Carport Ministry. So I got one, brother. I got one.
Yes. And what
I'll tell you all about that sometime when we have time to talk together.
So what is the Lord, before we leave, before you hang up, what is the Lord speaking to you? And I know you shared your heart on a couple things, but what's your final word for all of us, Tom?
Okay, the final word is this. Keep your eyes on Jesus, and he will lead you in the direction of which you should go, because he knows what's at the other end. I don't, but he does. And
Amen.
He needs someone to go to that other end because there's people waiting there to hear about Jesus.
Yeah.
Just keep walking.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what happens to you. Don't worry about where you're at. Don't worry about the things that are going on in your life. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake thee, and I'll put you in the place of prayer. I'll put you in a place of salvation where you are now, and you can take it to people that's waiting at the other end.
Mm.
So, you know what? That's what he did with my heart about the people I referred to in my prayer.
Mm.
Absolutely. This is something I have to be obedient in. I can't just put my neck in there and say, well, I'm going to do that. No, I have to wait on the Lord and just do what he tells me to do. And I have to be open to that. I have to listen to his heart. I have to listen to his voice.
Yeah.
And I tell you, that's so important. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Really did.
That's a good, a very, very good word. Words that you shared today, Tom. Can you pray for all of us, Tom? Would you mind? I hope I'm not putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
But can you pray for all of us and that know Christ, that we would be obedient and do what he's telling us all to do, and so that those that are don't know Christ will come to know Christ.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Lord, we just come to you now in the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And we look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, and we just ask for help to be obedient.
Yes.
We just ask for help to do your will.
Yes.
Because that's what being led by the Spirit means.
Mm.
And we have to open our heart and say, I give up to you because you know the answers. I don't.
Yes.
How can I make a decision if I don't know the answers? You already have the decisions.
Yes.
You already have the answers.
Yes.
So help us to be obedient in that respect. A simple prayer to take over the responsibility from us. We give it to you in the name of Jesus the Christ right now. Each and every one of us should say that to him right now.
Yes.
Give him the authority that he already has. Give
yes.
it back to him because you don't have it. So don't try to give it away. You have to get it from him. But just give your hope, give your understanding to him so he can do the job for you.
Mm.
And he'll lead you in the ways of his understanding.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Good words, Tom. And thank you for your timely call, sharing your heart. And I can't thank you enough. Tell your lovely wife I said hi.
God bless you. She's in there getting ready for the cleaning lady. Sure, she couldn't be out here with us, but she's listening too. So, all right, Tom, God bless you, man.
Can I tell you something, Tom? If,
yeah.
You know, my wife's been complaining, I need a cleaning lady. Well, you know what, Tom? What I found with my wife, she cleans. She would clean the house before the cleaning lady would even get there.
Oh, I know that. That's what goes on here, too. Yeah, yeah.
They clean the house.
Sometimes I'm the cleaning lady, so there you go. I understand that.
And then you get another person to come in to clean, but they really don't. Everything's cleaned up. My wife would.
What can I do? Do you have a swimming pool or something I can do? Yeah, I got to do something. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And God's never late, Tom. You know what I found in my own life? He's always on time.
Amen.
He's always on time. That's what I found in my journey with Christ is we think God's late, but he's always on time.
Well, amen to that. That's for sure.
Well, thank you, Tom. And God richly bless you and your lovely wife.
God bless you, and we'll hope to see you soon.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it, Tom.
All right. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Well, that was Tom, and I'll take one more caller. The number here is 632-1000. Again, the number here is 632-1000. Don't be shy. You're welcome to call in, share your heart, share a testimony of what God's doing, or tell me what God's doing in your life and what you see God doing in our land in America. And I'm going to close the phone lines in just a minute. And Danny's okay, take one more call. Yeah, call in. And, you know, I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to know what God's doing in your life. If you have a praise report, if you have a testimony, or if you even need prayer. Because I'll be praying for you. You don't need to give your name on the radio if you don't want to. But if you need prayer, call in, because I believe, as the word says, the fervent effectual prayer of the righteous. Didn't say availeth little. It said availeth much. And the greatest battle is that I know that can be won. You know how they're to be won is on our knees. And if we just be on our knees and asking the Lord, Lord, I don't know how to handle this situation. I don't know what to do. I believe the greatest battles are on our knees. That can be won. So call in just a few more minutes and call in. The number here is 632-1000. Love to hear from you. And because, you know, encourage me to know that there are people out there listening, and there are, and I know in my heart there are people that are hurting, and we want to reach those that are hurting. And you don't have to go over everything on the phone, but just tell me you need prayer, and I promise to keep you in prayer. Because last week, when I had to work last Thursday, you wouldn't believe how many people called me. There was a lot of people that called me, and we need to encourage one another. We do, as the Bible says, encourage one another daily. Why today is still called today. Good morning. This is Tom.
Good morning, Pastor Tom. It's Annette. How are you?
I knew you'd be calling in. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning. I just listening to this morning's production here, and just so thankful to the Lord for His kindness.
Mm.
Because you and I, we talked about that, keeping our focus. And I just want to say thank you for the encouragement the other day to just keep our focus. And listening to the Tom that just hung up as well. Thank you, Mr. Tom, if
yes.
you're out there listening still.
yes, Annette.
it is very important. And that's all I want to say, was that I hope that all the body of Christ, if you're going through something or whatnot, I heard the most interesting thing was that there's purpose in our pain, and that God is able. This was after you had already encouraged me. So it was like on the same lines with the same word. So there's purpose in your pain, body of Christ. God is good. We need to remember that He loves us. That's the most important thing, that we remember that He loves us. And that He has a plan, and that we just be encouraged, because we're going to go through things. This is a fallen world, but God says that He would never leave us nor forsake us. So, body of Christ, I pray that you will be encouraged today, and that you will keep your eyes on God, and even when you fall, just ask Him to help you to get back up and keep going.
Yes. Yes, and is that what the Lord's showing you, Annette? What is the Lord showing you? And I don't mean to put you on the spot, Annette. What is the Lord showing you? What is that? What is He showing you? And I know you said we need to stay focused, and me too, Annette. I get off course. That's my biggest problem, Annette. I just get off course. Lord, help me get back on course. Help me get back.
Well, nothing in this life is going to satisfy you. It's not material things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not people. We love people.
Yes.
We're thankful for the things that God gives us and allows us to use, to steward, I should say. But nothing, He's designed us that eternity is in our hearts, and nothing is going to satisfy.
Yes.
Except Him. He's the one. If you're trying to shop your troubles away, if you're trying to drink your troubles away, if you're trying to smoke your troubles away, whatever you're trying to do, God loves you. He loves you.
Yes.
And He is the answer that you're looking for.
Yes.
Yeah. He is our divine Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And He loves us. And He has a plan and a purpose. But we must do our part, and that is to yield and just know that God has a great plan. He orchestrated our life. He designed our life before we were even born. That's wild. That's wild to me that He would send His Son, because He loved us so much, knowing that we would sin, knowing that we would be imperfect people, that He would send a loving Savior.
Yes.
That would just offer us the free gift of life, free.
Yes.
No strings attached.
Yes. Oh,
not looking for anything in return. I can't even fathom it all. All I can do is say wow. but God is good.
And He's good all the time, Annette. That's just He's good all the time. No matter what we're going through, stay focused. And as you said, I sometimes think, Annette, that we, as the body of Christ, and I don't want to have a critical spirit, Annette, but I think sometimes our country, our nation, possibly the world, that we've fallen deeper in love with stuff and things. And instead of falling deeper in love with the King, we might have fallen deeper in love with the kingdom and the stuff. You know, the bless me gospel, God give me this, God give me this, I deserve this, and we don't deserve anything but just Him. You know, to fall deeper in love with Him and not stay focused on material things, and money is a big issue with people. I've noticed that we just we want more, and we want more money, and we want more money, when He just tells us to trust in Him with all our heart, all our mind, and all our soul. You know, Lord, help me with my unbelief that He can't provide. He can provide if we just, you know, just step aside and just fall deeper in love with Him and watch Him show up. And you know what? I believe we're living in a time that He's going to be showing up and showing off. Yes. You know, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we serve a big God. And His word reminds us and reminds me each and every day that is there anything too difficult for Him? Annette, is there? No.
There's nothing too difficult for God.
Nothing.
But we have to believe that.
Yes. Yes.
We have to believe that. And the way we believe about something, I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about anybody else. The what you believe about God is really the standard for how you're going to live.
Mm.
If we have to believe that He is a good God, we have to renew our mind.
Oh boy.
And we have to know, and I'm speaking to Annette first because that's what He's been dealing with me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Believe that He is a good God. Hasn't He shown you? I went back in some of my journals and I looked at the different places and that He's brought me from and how He has blessed, and every time it's been His loving kindness. So why do we, I don't know, I will just speak for me. Why do we doubt or get fickle, or why do we hesitate to think that the same God who took care of me all of that time back there, took care of bills, paid bills that we didn't even know caused a medical bill to just be written off, cause you to get a good job, or cause, you know, food to come when you needed it.
Yeah.
Why do we not trust me every time consistently like you should when I am a good God? When troubles come, when troubles assail us, and we start getting like that little kid in a dark corner, and it's like God is showing you, I've always been there. Look at, not that He has to prove anything to us, but because of His love and because I believe He understands our frailty, He shows us.
Mm.
Go back. Remember, I brought you. You were crying your eyes out, but look where I brought you from.
Yes.
Look where I brought you from.
Mm-hmm.
You were afraid, but look what I did. And don't you know that I will continue to take care of you? Just trust me. just trust me.
Yeah. It's Lord, help my heart to trust you more and more each day. It's a trust issue. Annette, it's just a trust. You, that's a sermon in itself. Trust in Him. I thank you for sharing your heart, Annette. I thank you. And the word of encouragement I have for you today, Annette, if you don't mind me sharing it, are you still there, Annette?
I'm listening, sir.
Book of Revelation, it says, "Yea, I'm setting before thee an open door, and no man can close." There's an open door that God's opening. And He's faithful. He's faithful to carry you through it. And it's just sometimes, like in my own life, someone gave me a word one time, and it was a negative word, and it really crushed me a little bit. And I was saying, Lord, I can't do it. This person said, you know, and the naysayers in that come our way, don't they? You know, that you can't do it. And, you know, and that's why I lean more on that one scripture, Hebrews 3:13, encourage one another daily. What a day is still called today. You know, that we become so secure in Jesus, not our title, not our position that we're in, not the wealth that we might have. You know, that's not our security and never will be. What's our security is in Christ. And as you mentioned that one scripture in Matthew, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and what? All these things will be added. And then I went to the mission field. I gave my military career up and traveled across country. I worked, and my sister went through a divorce, so I had to go help her in Texas, move her back home, her and her little girl, and watch my money disappear. And yet Dr. Patrick called me to come to the mission field. He needed help. I told Dr. Patrick, 10 more years, I'll come and help you when I get a pension check. He said, you never mentioned a pension check to me. I said, well, I am now. I'm staying in the military till I get me a pension check. He said, but I need your help now. And I gave my career ended, and I went to Hawaii, and I still was fighting God on going. But yet, I saw God provide a net like I never have seen in my entire life. He brought me across country, and one church paid to put my car on a boat. My church, that's where Colonel Sanders went to church. I went there, Evangel Tabernacles, where Colonel Sanders, the founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken, and my pastor called me and said, you're not where you should be. You're not where you should be. I'm a lot like Jonah sometimes, Annette, given an assignment, and I run the other way. That's my, I should be spiritually called Jonah Jr. Really, my spiritual name's called Jonah Jr. Because every time I don't mean to bring me up, Annette, but I believe there's a lot of people that have giftings and callings they need to be using. But it's a trust thing. You know, well, God, you know, the disciples say, Annette, that when Jesus told them to drop their net and follow, those boys dropped their net and followed Jesus. If I were in that situation, Annette, I'd be having my bag with me, my fishing net and equipment, just in case Jesus didn't come through. I got a backup plan. Jesus doesn't want us to have a backup. He's our backup. You know, and I had to get that in my spirit, Annette. And I still do.
Yes, sir.
You know, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob can't see us through the next chapter in our life. He can if we just let him. I believe we have heart issues. And, Lord, I surrender. I just surrender that your will in my life and yours, Annette, be done. And I just, the naysayers, they're going to come, Annette. They're going to tell us we can't do it. We can't make it. God can't use you. And we have to stay focused on what he tells us to do. It's so important in these last days that we live in.
Yes, sir.
Because if you don't do what you're called to do, if I don't do what I'm called to do, wow, who's going to do it? There's only one Jonah in the, you know, to go to Nineveh to help those people. There's only one Annette. There's only one Tom. And I believe we're all called Annette. I believe we're all called. It's just not the pastors and evangelists. I believe we're all called Annette. I do.
Yes, sir.
We are called for his purpose, that his will in our life be done, though. And I see a lot of people that they've like a tree. You know how a tree goes dormant in the wintertime? I think there's people that have gone dormant in it, and I'm not being critical towards people. I want them to come alive again for Jesus and to use the gifts that are in their life for God's purpose, sir, and for God's glory, that he gets all the glory and the praise and the honor. Because if we don't do it in it, will it ever get done? Will it ever get done? I believe the greatest talent waste that I've ever seen in my entire life. You know where that is? The wasted talents and gifts are in the cemetery. The people took their gifts and they didn't use them for his purpose and for his glory. And they went to the grave, kept saying, well, Lord, I should have done it, but I didn't do anything. I didn't. And I pray that God, wake us up. Wake us up to hear the essence of your heart, which beats people, people, people. And I thank you, Annette, for being the lady that you are for Jesus, standing up and doing what he's called you to do. I pray God's richest blessings upon you, Annette, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. God's richest blessings, spiritually, physically, and financially. I pray the greatest is yet to come for you, Annette.
Thank you, sir.
God richly bless you, Annette. Thank you, and thank you for calling in.
Have a great day,
you,
sir.
You too. God bless you, Annette. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, two people called in, and I tell you what, I don't need to say a thing. I think Annette ministered today what the Lord wanted you to hear. I think Tom ministered to you what you needed to hear. Sometimes I just need to be quiet and be still. You know, the Lord just said, be still and know I'm God. And thank you, Tom, for encouraging God's people that really what's important is really to come to know Jesus and to know him as your Lord and Savior. That's so very important. Annette, thank you for your very kind words, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things will be added. You know, when I went to the mission field, my career was gone. My sister went through a divorce, and I took the last $10,000 to go to Texas to bring my sister home, and I didn't have a nickel to my name. And then Dr. Patrick called and said, I need your help in the mission field. And I said, well, good luck. Find someone else, Dr. Patrick, because my career is over, and I'm going to get there when I get enough money, and my sister went through a divorce. Isn't it like God? And then Dr. Patrick said, Tom, I need your help. He called me just about every day saying, I need your help in Hawaii. And I thought, well, good luck, because my sister took all my money. As if God didn't know. God knew. And then one Sunday I went to church, Evangel Tabernacle in Louisville, Kentucky, and my pastor said, there's a man here being disobedient. Come down. And I told my sister, I feel bad for that dude. And that was me he called down there. And I don't mean to bring my name up so much, but my pastor dealt with me. He said, you know you're supposed to get to the mission field. And I said, I know. I'm just got to save up enough money to get back over there. And he said, no, you don't. You're leaving. You're leaving. Church, take up a collection. If you've ever been to Evangel Tabernacle in Louisville, Kentucky, when they take up a collection, I mean, it's not $10 you get. You know, the Lord graciously provided, and then he unfolded 7 post-dated checks for each month that I got there. And he said, more checks will come after the 7 months. And the church took up a collection, and I was well on my way to go to Hawaii. Let me tell you, folks, you don't need to worry. You know, we need to stop all this worrying, you know, trusting the stock market, trusting our job, trusting this. In Proverbs, I leave you with this. Trust. It's found in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Trust in him. I don't think we're trusting the Lord enough. I really don't, to be honest with you. We're trusting everything else, and our backup plan, we have backup plans. You don't need a backup plan, and I'm not saying be ignorant and be stupid, and I'm not, but are we really trusting in Jesus? You know, are we trusting in him with all our heart, mind, and soul? Are we drawing closer to him like never before? But, it's a trust issue with Jesus. Lord, help me with my trust issue that I don't trust you. I need to trust you with all my heart, mind, and soul, and not lean on my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledge you, as Proverbs we're reading, that we read, in all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. You know, thanks to God, we're living in a time you can't trust anything. You can't trust the gold that you have, the silver that you've saved up, your money on earth. Not going to, you know, when Jesus tells you to do something, you know what? Just do it. Just do what he tells you to do. You know, again, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. My goal coming here each week I'm not trying to make a name being on the station. I don't want to ever do that. It's Jesus' name that needs to be known. And you just please draw closer to him. As his word said, he will draw nearer to you. Because if you don't do it, if you don't do what he tells you to do, who else is going to do it? You know, if you don't give to 91.5 FM, they could eventually close down. You know, if you don't tithe your church, they could close up. And I'm not manipulating anyone, but the days we live in, to much is given. The Bible said much is required, that we fall deeper in love with him. And we learn to let go of the things on the earth. I think my wife one time said, let go of the things on the earth. You're not going to take it with you. Whatever the Lord tells you to do, just do it. So I'm encouraging you, whatever the Lord's telling you to do, you know, take a deep breath and just do what he tells you to do. Well, my time is just about up, and I'm just going to leave you with a song, and I'm trying to find it, and my desire that each and every one of you would draw nearer and nearer to him like never before. Till next week, may God richly bless you. I pray the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob over your life, that you would hear his voice. And when you do hear it, he ministers to you through his word as well. If you want to hear from God, just open up the word, and he'll minister to you. Just open up the Bible and let him speak to you. That's why it's so important to have a quiet time in the morning. Start praying. Pray without ceasing, the Bible says. Pray without ceasing. Draw closer to him. Read the word. Dust your Bible off and get in it. You know, read it, you know, and he'll minister to you. He'll tell you what you should and should not be doing. Don't put your eyes on other people like I did and say they should be doing this and they're not doing it. And I need to be doing what I should be doing that I'm not doing. Lord, help me stay focused. And my prayer is that we stay focused. Till next week, may God richly, richly bless you all.
You've been listening to Encouraging One Another Ministries, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us next Thursday at the same time for Encouraging One Another broadcast.